At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, one and all. Happy Tuesday. Steve and Danny, I know you guys don't have as much small town drama as I sometimes do because, you know, you live in a bigger town than me.
Oh, in the big city of Puyallup, Washington.
Yes.
We have a fair.
Where you? Well, you have
a Sonic.
You probably have more than one road from your house
we
into
do.
Town. Yeah, okay.
I have, I think, three.
Oh, wow, now we're just bragging.
Sorry, I didn't mean to rub it in.
Well, the main road that goes from, like, where we live into town is having a big detour. They're doing a big road, you know, reconstruction, or they're repairing the asphalt, whatever it is that's going on. But it's going to be closed for, like, 2 months. What? So everyone is being rerouted onto the road that, like, we live on.
Oh,
so
okay.
there's like, traffic in my neighborhood now.
So it's everybody crazy. That rides their horses are all... taking their horse and carriage.
Diverted down near my house. So that's going on. And so last night was the first night that I had to drive all the way around to go pick up Barrett.
How much time does that add to your commute?
So normally it's like 10 to 15 minutes to get anywhere. Now it's closer to like 20 minutes. Yeah. 20 minutes to get somewhere.
Well, we will rebuild.
We will rebuild.
You poor thing.
I know, it's crazy.
5 whole minutes, Steve.
But you have no idea how many people
struggle,
are impacted.
Man.
It is just, it's going to be wild out there.
I suppose I'm going to give you a hard time. There are times where I'm driving home and I'll look at the GPS and it says, okay, you'll be home in an hour. And then I'll look again, it'll be like an hour 7. I'm like, 7 more minutes? That's just taking out a lot of my day.
The horror.
Yeah.
Well, let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and today is the day, everybody. I've been waiting. I've been holding off on making some impulsive purchases because today it's Amazon Prime Day.
Which I totally forgot about and like made some purchases last night that did not apply.
Oh man, what is wrong with
I'm
you?
I'm an idiot.
You gotta wait till today because that way they put up the prices. They probably jacked up the prices yesterday so that they can bring the prices back down to the normal price. And now you can get your quote-unquote discount on Amazon.
Big deals, big steals.
Is there anything that you're looking at?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. What are you looking at? What's in your cart? What's idling?
I think it's called the happy...
Excuse me?
The happy ending? No. That's a different website. It's not Amazon. It's not Prime Day. It's like the nappy camper or the happy... It's a sleeping bag for kids.
Oh.
I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's on my search. I'm trying to find it now, but like it's... We're planning on going camping. And Tatum wants one of these little sleeping bags that you can fold up into like a unicorn pillow. It's have you seen these? Maybe not. Maybe you're not watching the same television channels that I am, but they're as seen on TV. They're constantly being advertised on like Nickelodeon Kids.
Oh, and yeah.
All these channels. So
you have to get that.
Yeah, right now it's like, I think yesterday it was $50. So I got to see what it's going to cost me today. Well, I literally almost bought an Apple Watch this morning just because of that.
An Apple Watch?
It came up as on sale, and I was like, cool. But luckily, I was telling Taryn that I stopped myself from buying it and was like, I should actually check how much an Apple Watch on Apple.com is. It's the same price.
Mm.
Okay.
I have plates, a garden hose holder, and some macrame plant hangers in my saved cart.
Well, I can save 12% with the Happy Nappers, the Nappy Campers.
Oh, big savings.
No difference. It's actually a dollar more than I think it was yesterday.
Wow. Damn good times.
It. Look at this thing, though. It's pretty adorable. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It turns into a unicorn. It's rainbow. It's going to be awesome. Hey, yesterday, I don't know if you heard the news. Big news in the world of music, especially here in the Pacific Northwest, is Matt Cameron said, I am done, Dundee. I believe we have audio of Matt Cameron when he decided to tell Pearl Jam what he plans on doing, and that is,
I quit this bitch.
I mean, he could have said it a little bit more tactfully, but you know what? Everybody does it their own certain way. He's leaving Pearl Jam after 27 years with the band. Yes, let me repeat that. For those of you that are now feeling very old, the new guy in Pearl Jam is leaving the band after 27 years with the group. I feel like it was just like 10, 15 years ago, but he's been with them forever. He's now going to be a two-time Grammy guy. Hall of Fame guy.
Yep.
Pearl Jam, he's already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with, and in Soundgarden this year as well. I did watch some interviews of him yesterday, and the writing was on the wall. He's basically saying, like, he's just not up for the grind of a tour, that, you know, he hated when they had to play two shows back to back. It was just too much on his body.
Ice
baths for his arms, because it was just, I mean, they don't play for like an hour. They don't even play for an hour and a half.
Situation.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot to do with the guy's body, so I get it. Now, what happens next? Who knows? But we will be talking to Pearl Jam's initial drummer, their original drummer, that being Dave Cruzan, this morning at 7:20, and chat with him about what's going on with the PJ news.
Something else from the city of Seattle. It is obviously the summer of Cal Raleigh.
Oh, no, it's the summer of Big Dumper.
The summer of Big Dumper.
The summer of Dumper.
Mr. Home Run. But then what he's doing off the baseball field is also drawing a lot of very cool, powerful attention right now. On his own time, he's been visiting patients at Virginia Mason Franciscan Health. He'll spend over an hour connecting with people that are in the hospital, and he'll listen with them, say, you know, encouraging things, joke with them, pray with them. He's just a really wonderful person off the field.
Wait, this is the first I've heard of that.
It was tremendous.
And like some other players, I would make it a point to let you know every week. I give Russell Wilson a hard time. I think it was great what he did with the Children's Hospital, but that's awesome.
Yes, and the Mariners are back at it tonight in New York versus the Yankees.
Hey, as far as weather, it's going to be a hot day. 82 degrees, a nice clear day here in the Pacific Northwest. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Migs, you are a massive Pearl Jam fan.
Big fan.
So it should come as no surprise that a lot of your close friends are also massive Pearl Jam fans. And one of your
Not a Pearl Jam fan, you can't be a friend of mine. Right? That's why Danny and I are still not friends. Yeah.
But one of your friends in particular is definitely a bigger Pearl Jam fan than you. And his name is Craig. Craig, you're on with us this morning. Tell us about how big of a Pearl Jam fan you are.
Oh, my. How much time you guys got?
You know, I think the best way to sum it up, Craig, how many times have you seen Pearl Jam?
I'm at 42 right now.
What? Yeah. Okay, what's the farthest you've traveled to see Pearl Jam?
I haven't traveled a ton. We did go to Missoula in 2012. I've been to Texas to see Eddie Solo a couple times, up and down the coast, in Vancouver and Portland and a little bit of California. Yeah, I've been around.
Yesterday, we learned that Matt Cameron is stepping down as the drummer of Pearl Jam. And what were your initial thoughts when you first saw that?
I'm sad because I've seen Matt with them the most.
Yeah.
Before that, I've seen him with Soundgarden a ton. He's an incredible drummer. He's a hidden gem in Seattle. He's underused in Pearl Jam, I'll be completely honest with you. But the stuff he did on the first few Soundgarden records are unreal.
And I felt like this last record that they put out, we were starting to hear a little bit more of his personality, which took 20-something years. But, like I agree, like, he wasn't, like, used to, like, what Matt Cameron is known for. But I felt like in the last record, like, oh, man, okay, they're letting the reins go when it comes to, like, what Matt Cameron is doing behind the kit.
Exactly. He's a great tempo guy, don't get me wrong, but he was flashy in Soundgarden.
Now, Craig, I understand that you have a child that bears the name of members of Pearl Jam. Can you tell people what your kid's name is?
Well, my child just turned 19. he's a man-child now, but his name is Cameron Stone.
And I never put two and two together that that is two of the five members of Pearl Jam right there.
Well, the Cameron was maybe not so much, because we were debating whether Caden or Cameron, and my wife liked Cameron. I wanted to name him Stone outright, but she said that the middle name would be better for that. So we agreed on Cameron Stone, and it's 100%, especially the Stone part, is because I am such a huge fan of Pearl Jam.
Which, I mean, you could look at your wife and say, look, I could have went with Mookie Blaylock, but we went with something.
You're welcome.
But we were talking about this, and I mentioned it to the guys on the show, and I did not realize that I work with two people who have also named their kids after rock stars.
Right.
So my son's name is Barrett, and my husband and I are very big fans of Barrett Martin and any project that he has ever touched.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we've got a Matthew Barrett. Season. And then Danny, what's your daughter's named after?
Well, so technically she's not named after a rock star, but it was based off of a song album. And an album. Both. I mean, honestly, it was So Long Astoria was an album and song by the Ataris. And that was kind of like the album that brought us to me and my ex-wife together. And yeah, we went with Lily Astoria.
And Tatum, I mean, we wanted to go with Taylor for Taylor Swift, but we figured Tatum's... No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God.
I'm kidding. That's definitely not the case.
So, Craig, when Pearl Jam goes ahead and names their new drummer, is your son going to change his first name from Cameron to the last name of the new drummer?
I don't think so. He's pretty stuck with it. Yeah, I think he's made peace with Cameron Stone. So. But, you know, time will tell.
Who do you want to see out of Pearl Jam? I mean, obviously it's too soon to tell maybe, but who would you like to see Pearl Jam name as their new drummer?
Man, like I was telling you, Dave Abruzzese and that swing that he had on those two albums, just incredible. But I like your idea of Dave Cruzan too. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think a Pearl Jam fan would be disappointed in that whatsoever. It'd be really cool to hear them back with their original drummer.
100%.
Craig's trying to get me to go to the Bret Michaels show on my birthday.
Yeah. I mean, you should.
I know, but I was like, how do I explain that to my wife and kid that they're probably going to have birthday plans for me? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pass on that because I need to go watch Talk Dirty to Me with my friend Craig.
And his wife.
Ah, nice.
Oh, yeah, now I'm in.
The third wheel.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Thank you, Craig, so much.
All right, thank you so much, guys. Love you.
Take care. Love you, too.
The Daily Migs Show.
So what about you, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. Who else out there has named their kid after a rock band or a rock star or a rock song? Maybe you were named after one of those things.
I didn't know Barrett was named after Barrett Martin. That's really cool.
206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Stone Temple Pilots. Did you name your kid after a band or a song? Or were you the one named after a rock star or a song? Call 206-803-ROCK and give us that backstory. Oh, we just lost Leslie from Tacoma.
She gave up on you?
She gave up on us.
Wow.
Oh. I think what I was reading on the call screener was that they have a friend that was that named their kid like Pearl.
Metallica Pearl, Jane. Pearl Jane.
What?
I know.
That's not the real name. That's why she hung up. She realized she was making the story up. There's no way. Wait, for real, Metallica Pearl Jane
is what it said.
That's what she told me. And I was like,
she's effing with you guys.
I had to be like, really? And she was like, yeah, my best friend named her kid now.
All right, well, like, because we got a text message at 206-803-ROCK that seems a little bit more believable than Metallica Pearl Jane. Somebody texted, I named my daughter Chloe from the Mother Love Bone song, Chloe Dancer.
Nice. I love that.
This one, I wonder how many people named their kids after this, and I wonder how many of their kids are mad at them because they named them after this, because then they're just stuck listening to that song.
Oh, no.
I named my daughter after the song Delilah by Plain White Tees.
Hey there, Delilah.
Right? Could you imagine for the rest of your life somebody's going to be playing that song? Maybe like you're dating a guy and he thinks like that's the way to romance you.
Oh,
I'll play the Hey There Delilah song.
No, thank you.
Get her in the mood. Another person says, my son named Hendrix. He's 4, already has a tiny electric guitar.
I love that name. That's dope.
I feel like I know a few people that have kids named Hendrix.
That's a really cool name.
It's a very good name. And even if you're not like a big Jimi Hendrix fan, I think just the name is cool just in general.
Agree, 100%.
This one is not a rock star, but someone said, my son is named Jason after Han Solo and Princess Leia's son, Jason Solo. Star Wars books for the win. New movies ruined them.
The new movies ruined them. 206-803-ROCK. Dave, you're in Bonnie Lake this morning. What did you name your kid after, a band or a song?
Dave. Hello, Dave. Are we having phone issues?
Maybe we're having phone problems.
They were working earlier.
Yeah, what is happening?
Dave?
Dave, are you there, man? Well, while Dave's... Maybe Dave's just effing with us. Huh? All right.
Well, too bad. I will say this, though. My sister... I have a baby sister named Lane. And everybody...
After Lane Staley?
Everybody thinks that she's named after Lane Staley, but my parents weren't cool enough to listen to Alice in Chains, so there's no chance.
No. What would... I mean, maybe... Like, what would you name your kids, like, if your parents had their way? Would it be, like, Doobie?
Maybe something like that. Oh, God.
Doobie Daily?
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Doobie Daily.
Doobie Daily would be the greatest name.
That sounds like a really, like, a great athlete. Doobie Daily is probably a slugger.
Or like a star of a children's book.
Oh, my God.
The Chronicles of Doobie Daily.
One of my very good buddies has two kids that he's named after music and rock stars and things like that. They have a daughter named Magnolia, which is after the song Sugar Magnolia by the Grateful Dead, of course. Oh. And then they have a son named Cornell, named after the late, great Chris Cornell.
Chris Cornell, okay.
Yeah.
No, I think we do have some... Danny's trying to work the phones from his end.
I think we got Dave back on.
Dave?
Danny,
it's Dave.
Hi, hello. Dave.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing good. What is the name of your kid?
So my youngest son, his name is Jameson Hendrix. We call him Jimi Hendrix for short.
Okay, that's pretty awesome. Now, whose idea was it? Was it mom or was it yours?
It was kind of a mix of both of ours. We came up with the name Jameson, and then we both fell in love with the name Hendrix for his middle name.
That's a really strong name. I like it.
Yeah.
Somebody texted and said we named our twins Lennon and McCartney.
Wow. I bet they're going to be a great songwriting duo someday.
I mean, maybe better than naming them like, you know, Liam and Noel, because then you're just kind of guaranteeing they're going to fight.
Yes.
Somebody said I named my kid Cash after Johnny Cash.
There's a lot of Cashes out there.
I say it now because we don't plan on having any other kids, you know, but when if we were going to have a boy, our boy was going to be named Cash.
I mean, you would be shocked how many times we've, because that's my husband's last name. We have met so
Cash
many.
Cash. Why do you name Barry Cash? Cash.
We've met so many kids named Cash, dogs named Cash. It's a cool name. I like it.
Yeah, that was my wife's suggestion, not because she's a Johnny Cash fan. I can't remember. I think she saw a name Cash, just thought it was cool, and like Cash for short. And then I told her, I don't care what the kid's middle name is on the radio, his middle name would be Money. That would be Cash Money Migs.
Okay, now you have to have another baby.
Just to create
just
a...
Just to do that.
Because that sounds like a future boxer.
Cash Money Migs, baby!
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve this morning?
Cash Money Migs.
He has a record of 223 wins, 68 losses, and 55 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 650.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.